Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Fabulous, actually.
We just had a wonderful catch-up. You walk the dog for my friend's family.
I do, the Carpenters.
I thought there was
a song
the
coming
dog.
After that. Leo the dog. Oh, he's so delicious. He's so lovely. He really is a cutie pie.
So how are you? How has things been? Your audition went out at the weekend. I imagine life's been pretty crazy since that went on the telly.
Yeah, pretty much. Literally, like, after that finished, the Twitter and the Facebook went crazy. And the love that I've got has been fantastic. So it's all been great. And thank you very much to everyone.
Also, I wanted to say this, actually. On the show, you came across, like, really calm, quite confident in your audition. You didn't seem nervous, because you watch a lot of them and the nerves are obvious.
Yeah.
But you seem quite relaxed when auditioning in front of the judges.
I must have camouflaged it really well, because I know when I was stepping out on stage for the blinds, I've never felt nerves like it. I mean, I really hope I can sing right now. You don't appreciate the nerves of the contestants going on any of the shows. You know, you watch it and you think it's going to be a flawless performance, but at the end of the day, we're only human beings, so sometimes if nerves take over, that's what happens. But to be fair, once I finished singing and I was talking to the judges, you know, I love a good chit chat, so I was fine then.
And you sung Pitbull's Timber, not like maybe an obvious audition song choice.
No,
so why did you choose that?
Well, I love country music, but I love current country music also. So to have you know, a great song, you know, by Kesha and Pitbull, being a dog walker, to have a Pitbull track's pretty cool. Actually, somebody pointed that out to me. I didn't realise it until afterwards. I didn't. I was like, oh yeah, it ties in nicely. But it was a great track, and once I heard the band do it, I was like, that to me just sounds cool, it sounds current, it sounds funky, and I don't think people were going to expect that on The Voice, so, you know, and I like that.
Do you get a chance to rehearse with the band beforehand during the audition?
Yeah, you get a couple of times, and also, you know, it's great to meet the guys, and also they give you some input, which is always great. You know, is this the right way to go, you know, and they just make you feel very at home.
So you chose Will I Am. Was it always going to be him? Did you have that in mind before the audition?
Going in, I've always loved, like, watching the show, I've always loved Will and I've always loved Tom. And I think it's obviously the legend that Tom is. But going there and being on that stage and then performing and then having the feedback, I just had a natural draw, like I said on the show, towards Will. Although Rita's pitch was fantastic, and I do think she would have been amazing to work with. But I just, you know, I'd seen what Will had done on the show previously, and I thought, no, I definitely want to go with him.
What is the weirdest thing he said since you've met him? Because he does say some weird stuff.
He does. I'm trying to think. I think I've said more weird stuff to him. To be fair, I think I've shocked him a few times. After I performed, he came straight up on stage and he gave me a massive cuddle.
That's dope.
That's like dope. And he said something like, because I had a slight little bit of technical difficulty, which doesn't come out on the show, which is great. But he said, I heard the first fart. And I went, well, that one wasn't me. And then I heard the second fart. And I went, that one might have been me. So we had a little bit of banter together. But he's a really, you know, easygoing guy, you know. Human being, really.
And I was wondering, obviously you've been a contestant now on the show, but if you were one of the coaches, what would, like, do you think would make you turn around your chair for someone? What would you look for?
Character in the voice. I think that's quite important. A certain tone, and hearing that they're enjoying it as well. You know, like, I want to get excited when I'm listening to it, and I think, yes, see, like, I want to see this performer. You know, I like how they sing, but now I want to see them. It's sort of all of it coming into one.
Just talking about your YouTube video and how people have watched the audition, over 70,000 views now on that.
Yeah,
is that
really
quite an insane thought, thinking that many people have watched it?
Yeah, I suppose it's lovely to think people have taken the time out to watch it, you know. And yeah, it is obviously very surreal. The whole process has been quite surreal, really. But yeah, great.
So you're through to the battle stages now.
Yep.
When can we expect to see you again on telly? Is there more blind auditions to come?
You've got this Saturday and the following Saturday, and then the battles will commence.
So that's when you're back on the telly?
That's when I'll be back on.
So I said we're going to do a Pitbull-related game.
Yes.
This is related to Pitbull's lyrics.
Okay.
Because he has some quite weird lyrics.
Yes.
So we'll have some quizzy music. Always good.
Yeah.
So I've got five different lyrics.
Yeah.
That have been voiced by some weird robotic voice. And then you've just got to tell me whether they're Pitbull, so Pitbull lyrics, or just a load of ball.
Okay.
They're
I'll
not
be
Pitbull
honest.
Lyrics.
Or they're just a load of ball. Okay.
So first up,
yep.
This one, is this Pitbull?
Yeah.
Or just a load of bull?
Okay. She don't wrestle, but I got her in a headlock. Yabba dabba doo, make her bed rock. Mommy on fire, PSS. Red hot, bada bing, bada boom.
Sure. What is that? Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
What
Who knows?
That?
But I definitely know. I'm putting it all out there. I don't need a 50-50 here. It's definitely Pitbull.
That is Pitbull.
Yay!
That is correct. Second one. It says Pitbull or just a load of bull.
Your man just left. I'm the plumber tonight. I check your pipes. Oh, you're the healthy type. Well, here goes some egg whites.
Here goes some egg whites.
It's got to be a load of bull.
That is Pitbull.
No.
That is taken from Pitbull's hit record, Hotel Room.
You're joking. I mean, I've listened to that track. I didn't even know you said that.
Egg whites. I didn't know till
egg whites.
I didn't know till doing this yesterday.
And being a plumber and checking your pipes. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how he goes from plumbing to egg whites either.
No, I don't know. Any plumbers know?
No.
Out there?
Any plumbers listening?
How do you get from a plumber to an egg white?
Do you use egg whites whilst plumbing? Number three, is this Pitbull or just a load of bull?
Call me like a batter ram, I'm knocking down that door again, call me like a batter ram.
I'm going to go Pitbull.
It is not, that is a load of bull. That is actually from your mentor, Will.i.am.
No.
And that is from one of his songs.
He didn't say it to me. That's maybe why I recognised it. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I'm getting confused between the two.
Number four, is this Pitbull or just a load of bull?
Jack and Jill went up the hill, each with a buck and a quarter. Jill came back with 50. What a working girl. Now work it, girl.
Why is he talking about Jack and Jill?
And why should we work it? You work it.
Yeah, you work it, Pitbull.
Yeah, I'm going to say Pitbull.
That is Pitbull.
Phew.
Taken from a record called Pass at Me,
right,
which I'd never heard of until yesterday. And finally, on this first and last edition of Pitbull or Just a Load of Bull, is this Pitbull or Just a Load of Bull?
You look like Halle Berry. I ain't going to call you Strawberry. Why your buttock moves as jelly?
Should say that was Halle Berry and not Holly
and
Berry.
I think he did say Holly Berry, and my buttock does move like that. So I'm going to go...
There's an exclusive. Put that on the first album.
I'm going to go Pitbull.
That was Pitbull.
Yay!
This is... I can't actually pronounce this. This is from a song called Watta Gatta Pittersberry.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Real song. There you go. I think you got 4 out of 5.
Did I?
Yeah.
3 out of 5.
You're going three?
I think I got two wrong.
The Will.i.am one as well.
Yeah.
3 out of 5.
There we are. That wasn't too bad.
What felt a better achievement? Getting through to the battles of the voice or getting 3 out of 5 on Pitbull or a load of bull?
It's got to be this one.
Exactly.
It just takes over.
It does. It really does. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you again for everyone for their support. And keep on supporting your local girl.
And best of luck.
Thank
you. And then
you're
back on telly in a couple of weeks' time, battles.
Yeah, once battles start, then it'll be game on again.
We'll have a catch-up then.
Definitely. It'll be lovely to come back.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.